are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adam. Joining me this morning from the Rollins Library, the director, Abby Edwards. And good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Trying to keep warm.
I hear you. It's pretty cold out there.
It definitely is. Glad you made it in here. But boy, as always, just so many great programs are coming up there at the library.
Yep, we do have a lot of stuff coming up. So this next coming Monday, February 27th, is National Polar Bear Day.
Ooh.
So we've got some stuff planned for kiddos after school at 3:30. You can come in and paint a polar bear, learn about polar bears. So that should be fun. So bring your kids for that. And then on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock, there is an adult book club that meets. So if you're trying to meet people or just want to learn about different books, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock in the South Dakota room, just show up. You don't need to sign up. And that is free. All of our activities are free. And then next week is Read Across America Week for Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Oh, nice.
We celebrate that every year at the library. And then next Saturday, we will have Dr. Seuss's birthday celebration at the library. So we're going to have two sessions of that. It's just a come and go thing, 10 to 11, and then 11 to 12. And we'll just have it set up that if you want to have story time with your kid, you can come in and do that. If you don't want to do the story time, if you have older kids, we're going to have a Dr. Seuss specific craft set up and some other things set up in the library. So it's a come and go and mingle with your family and your children. Two sessions, 10 to 11 and 11 to 12 next week for Dr. Seuss's birthday. And then next week is the beginning of March. Can you believe that?
Hard to believe that. It's already here.
Yeah. So then starting on Wednesday, March 1st, we're going to have our own little version of March Madness at the library.
Okay.
We're going to set up a book sale, and it's going to be a brown bag book sale.
Ooh.
50 cents a bag. And in that bag, it's going to be a brown bag, and there will be six assorted adult book titles.
Okay.
And then the money from those books will go to summer reading.
Oh, that's going to be great. Yeah. Fun adding to your library, helping out the summer reading program. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And it won't be long and summer reading will be here.
That's right. Believe it or not, it's just around the corner now.
Yep. And then for the tweens and teens, there is something on TikTok where they have trending books. So we have tried to get some of those books and we have a display in the library. So you can come in and check out any of those trending on Book Talk is what they call it.
Okay.
It's actually TikTok, but they call it trending on Book Talk. And you can check out one of those. And then we have a little review form. It basically just says, did you like it? Is it as cool as what they say online? And then you drop your review sheet in the box. And then we're going to draw for Peer Pride Dollars at the end of March.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great tie-in to, you know, encourage the kids to check this out and be part of that trend, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing I wanted to tell you about is March is Women's History Month. And so we are going to work with some other libraries in the state to offer a book talk on the book Equity at the Ballot Box.
Okay.
And Equity at the Ballot Box talks about the women's right to vote and how that came to be. We have several of these books at the library if you'd want to read it ahead of the book talk. But the book talk is going to be in the evening on March 16th, and the book talk will actually be held at the Vermilion Public Library, but you can hop in on Zoom and you could do that at home, or we have a big screen that you could hop on at the library and join others. So it will be interactive with libraries across the state. So if you want to read the book ahead of time, or if you want to learn more about the women's right to vote and you don't want to read the book, you're still welcome to attend.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like that's going to be a great partnership and a good way to kick things off.
Yep. So, and then as always, you know, bring your piece of mail and your photo ID and we'll get you a card if you don't have one. We're open all weekend, 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 to 5 today, and 12 to 5 on Sunday. If you have a device and you don't know how to use it or any questions, just stop in and we'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, that is a great thing to offer for, like you said, those folks who maybe got something new and they're not quite sure how to navigate it. You're there to help out and get them on the right road.
Yep. And then with the cold weather, if you have an elderly neighbor, parent, friend, we do offer outreach. So we can bring books to you if you're homebound. Just give us a call and we'll be happy to help you with that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for stopping in, Abby, and sharing all these great programs that are coming up. We encourage folks to take advantage of that and all the great resources.
Thank you for having us. Have a great day.
You too. There's Abby Edwardson joining us this morning from Rollins Library. Stop on by, check out all the programs, and yeah, see what they've got to offer you. They're always there to help. Your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, it was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, Rounds Financial, and May Adam.